For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Politicians in Washington playing the role of Grinch for the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who won't be getting paid during the partial government shutdown. As Congress and the President try to resolve their differences over funding for a wall, Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says there are several things to consider.
Everyone wants resolution for exactly what it means when you talk about border security. What is fencing? What's technology? What's staffing? I think there's a general agreement now that we need to do border security. Now it's figuring out how much for each amount.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham allowed CNN to accompany him in a recent visit to Afghanistan. He's worried that pulling out of Afghanistan too soon may spark a second 9/11.
The ISIS threat in Afghanistan is far greater than I thought it was. If you get a peace agreement tomorrow between the Taliban and the Afghan government, that will not solve the threat to our homeland.
The U.S. military ordered to draw up plans to withdraw about half the troops from that country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on our top story. Randy Ervin, national president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, says this is a very difficult time for federal employees who aren't being paid during the shutdown.
They're really concerned about losing their paychecks. It's really sad that this is happening around the holidays. Government shutdown means that those 380,000 workers that you're talking about are going to be without pay.
President Trump insists he won't sign any spending bill that does not include $5 billion for the border wall. It's the last weekend for shopping before Christmas, and retail stores are expected to be packed across the country. Retail industry analyst Hilda Herzog says while sales are abundant, you'll find the deepest discounts in some specific areas.
If you're going out there and shopping and you're hitting up retail stores or even department stores, you'll see clothing discounts of anywhere between 60 to 75% off. And for electronics, you can see discounts of upwards of 50% off.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. Some stores will let you return anything, even without a receipt. Others shackle you with time limits and restocking fees. John Clemens has more.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best, with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items, with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers.
A brief scare at a Delaware shopping mall last night, Master Corporal Michael Austin.
There was a report of shots fired in the Christiana Mall located in Newark, Delaware. At this time, there are no injuries as a result of any type of shooting.
The mall was evacuated and closed on one of the biggest nights for Christmas shopping, but no evidence of gunfire was found. Several people said they saw two people fighting and then thought they heard shots. Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoed a bill Friday that would have increased benefits for deceased first responders' families because lawmakers tacked onto the bill a $13,000 pay increase for themselves. But some of the bill's supporters hope to see Kasich's veto overridden next week. The proposed pay increase for state lawmakers was added to the bill late in the session before the final vote last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.